Shalom to all! Today we're going to Maseches Chulin, Perkut Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, Mishnah Beis, which is really the entire Perkut Aleph because there's only two Mishnayas, and today's Mishnayas are being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zecher Defayin Reziving Hagun, B'Karav Mamish. Now these Mishnayas, we're going to be learning about the mitzvah called Reishis HaGez. The Pasuk tells us, Reishis Gez Son Chatitan Loi, and the first of the shearings of your sheep you should give to him. This is one of the Manas Kahuna, one of the things that has to be given to a Kayin. So when a person shears their sheep and they have the wool, they have to give some of it to the Kayin. So the Mishnah tells us, Reishis HaGez, Noig Ba'arz of Chutz La'aretz, Reishis HaGez, this mitzvah is both in Eretz Yisrael and when we have Beis HaMikdash, when we don't have it. However, b'chulin, only with animals that are chulin of Olam Mukdashin, not with an animal which is hektish, if it was designated as a carbon or if it's donated to Beis HaMikdash, the din of Reishis HaGez does not apply. Now, chomer b'zorei b'chulin b'keva m'Reishis HaGez. We have a chomer that's found by zorei l'chaim and keva, which we discussed in the previous parak, over Reishis HaGez. Shezorei l'chaim v'keva noyin b'bakar b'tzayin b'ru b'mua. Zorei l'chaim and keva apply both by bakar and tzayin, whether it's cattle, it could be cow or bull, or tzayin, sheep or goats. Anytime such an animal shech, we have to give Zerah L'chaim and Keva to the Kayin, and also Merubah Mu'at, when there's a lot or even a little, even just if one animal is Shechted, we have to give Zerah L'chaim and Keva to the Kayin. But for Reishis HaGez, Einu Noyig Ela B'Recheilos, Einu Noyig Ela Merubah, Reishis HaGez is only by Recheilos, which is female sheep, and it's also only when there's Merubah, when there's a lot or numerous, there has to be multiple and not just one. So now moving on to Mishnah Beis, continuing to clarify, V'kamu Merubah, how much is Merubah? How many sheep do we have to be Machai of the person who shears the wool in Reishis HaGez? So Bishami says, two female sheep. Shenamar, the pasuk says, Yichaya ish egos bakar state sign. A person is going to raise one calf and two flock. That's tzayin. Tzayin is flock, which means sheep or goats. So you see, the two is a minimum number. However, Basil says, Chamesh, it's five. Shenamar, the pasuk says, Chamesh tzayin asuyos, five prepared sheep. This whole story, when Avigail brought food to David HaMelech and his men, it says that she brought five prepared sheep. Now, obviously, they were prepared because she didn't bring them live sheep. She was bringing them food that they could eat. So Basil makes a joshua that asuyos means that when a person shears sheep and he's going to be chayv and Reishis HaGez, it has to be a minimum of five sheep. Now, it's not just the minimum number of sheep. There's also a minimum amount of wool that has to be shorn. He says, it's only if we have these five sheep that are shorn and each one of them produces 1.5 manas worth of wool, then they're chayv and Reishis HaGez. Now, 1.5 mana is about 2 pounds of wool. So each sheep has to produce about 2 pounds. That means he has to have a total of about 10 pounds of wool and only then he's chayv and Reishis HaGez. Anything less than that is not considered a real shearing and therefore wouldn't be chayv. Now, the Chamer say that no, Chamesh Recheilos Gozois Kol Shehein, it's five sheep that even a little bit has to be shorn from them. Now, it's not a little bit, it's not a tiny amount. There is a minimal amount, but it's about a third of the size of Reb Dosef and Hyrcanus, so Chamer require even on a much smaller scale. Now, the question is, V'kama Noisen Loi, how much has to be given to the Kayin? The answer is, Mishkal Chamesh Slaim B'Yehuda, Shein Eser Slaim B'Galil, it's the weight of five slaim in Yehuda, which is the same thing as 10 slaim in Galil. That's because the weight of the coins in Yehuda was different than Galil, so that's how much has to be given to the Kayin. Also, Meluban Veloit Tzai, it has to be whitened, meaning it has to be clean and not dirty. When you're weighing how much to give to the Kayin, you're not allowed to count all the different stuff which is stuck inside the wool. That doesn't count. Now, why is it this is the minimum amount that has to be given? Kedei Lasus Menu Beged Katon, as an order for the Kayin to be able to make a small beged out of it. Shenamar, the Pasuk says, Titen Loi, give to him. Shehei Bai Kedei Matana. That means there has to be enough that you're giving him something useful. Imagine giving somebody a penny. That's not considered giving him anything. You can't really do anything with a penny. It's the same thing. When you're giving him wool, you have to do a titen lo. You have to give him something that's considered giving him something, and that's enough to be able to make a beged katan. What does that mean, a beged katan? So this is talking about a beged of big day kahuna. So that's referring to the avnate, the belt, which is the smallest of the big day kahuna, and so there has to be this minimum amount of wool. Now we have some troubleshooting issues. Lo hispik litnoi lo achetzvoi. Let's say he didn't have a chance to give it to him until he dyed it. For whatever reason, the person took his wool and he dyed it a different color and he didn't give it to the kayin yet. He's potter from Reishis HaGez because now it's considered in some way that he stole it from the Kayin and now he changed it because he changed it from regular colored wool to a different color. So now it belongs to him and not to the Kayin. However, Libnoi Veloitzvoi Chayiv, if he whitened it, meaning he just cleaned it out, he didn't dye it, he's still Chayiv in Reishis HaGez, he has to give it to the Kayin. Another din, Halakech Gez Soinishal Nachri, potter from Reishis HaGez. If a person buys the shearings of the wool of the non Jew, it's potter from Reishis HaGez. That's because the sheep is still owned by the non Jew, just the wool is owned by the Yid. But the pasuk regarding Reishis HaGez is mashma that the sheep as well has to be owned by the yid. So in this situation, he's potter from Reishis HaGez. However, halakeh gez tzani shel chaverai. If a person buys the shearings of wool from his friend, Reuven owns the sheep. Shimon buys the wool of the sheep from him. So im shir hamaycher, if the seller Reuven left over some wool for himself, hamaycher chayev, the seller, he's the one that's chayev to give Reishis HaGez to the kayin. That's because the buyer can always tell him, look, you left some wool over for yourself. It must be that that's the Reishis HaGez wool, and you're you're the owner of the sheep, so you would have to give it. However, loishir, if he didn't leave anything over, if the buyer, Shimon, bought all of the wool off of Reuven, halakei achayiv, so the buyer, Shimon, he's the one that has to give reishis a gez. Now let's say, hayu loishnei minim. He has two different types of sheep, shechufais ulevanais. Shechufais means not black or white, and so we would call that gray. So he has gray sheep and white sheep. Machar l'shechufais avaloi levanais. He sold the wool of the gray sheep and not the white one. Or zacharim avaloi nekevais. He sold the wool of the male ones and not the female ones. Zenois l'atzmai, zenois l'atzmai. Each one has to give reishis a gez from their own. That's because these are two totally different categories. White sheep and female sheep have much better wool than gray and male, and therefore each one has to give their own reishis a gez. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Perek Yud Beis, Mishnah Aleph and Beis. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.